We have a huge barrel of wine, but no cups. That's fine with us. Every morning we glow, and in the evening we glow again. They say there's no future for us. They're right, which is fine with us.
So they say there's no future for us. They're right, which is fine with us. So what does it mean to have that kind of perspective, that kind of attitude? Some of you might know Vajrasakhi. She's been living at Gampo Abbey, Pema Chodron's place. And she's an order member. She writes into Shabda. So it's been really interesting reading her Shabda reports from Gampo Abbey and just a completely different setup, a completely different training. And recently she had an interview with Pema Chodron and she wrote about it in Shabda. And one of the things that she asked Pema Chodron is, how do you avoid burnout in intense situations? Interesting. So Pema Chodron said, well, you need to have a stabilized realization of shunyata. So I read that. I read the first bit, how do we avoid burnout? Oh, interesting. And then I read the second bit, you need to have a stabilized realization of shunyata. And I just caught myself doing this thing, which is just like, forget it. You know, out of my league. Not even consciously, actually, because I don't think I lack confidence in a certain sort of way. But I just realized that I can very easily just go, not for me. I'm not going to do that. And I caught myself doing that. And I think, well, hang on, you know, why do I do that? Yeah, why do I assume that shunyata is like so, it's like it's a different planet or something. It's like it's, you know, there's no connection between me and it. As Padmasambhava says in the quote earlier, it's like we're often looking elsewhere for what is right under our noses. And, you know, more and more I've been thinking, well, maybe we do have experience of insight. I mean, I definitely think my dad dying, I mean, I wouldn't make any claims about it, but it was a very, very strong experience. And what is insight if it isn't those experiences where we just see something in a very real way? You know, I thought, well, maybe I do have some experience of emptiness or fullness. And maybe I just don't recognize it. You know, maybe I'm continually having these experiences, but I don't really recognize them. And then I was thinking, well, what would it mean to have a sustained realization of shunyata? Presumably I could do that and still be on this planet. You know, presumably it wouldn't be so way off that it would be unrecognizable. And it got me thinking, I'm not going to go into it now, but it just got me thinking, well, what would I be like if I did have more of a realization of shunyata? You know, maybe I'd be a bit more flexible. Maybe I'd be this, maybe I'd be that. It isn't like I'd be completely other than what I am now. Again, I think Sadhanandi drew that out in her talk, that we can have unreal ideals, and between us and them, there is this gulf that is just impossible to even think about crossing because they're unreal. There's a quote from Dennis Potter when he was dying, he was being interviewed, and he knew that he was dying of cancer, and he says,
"The blossom is out in full now. It's plum tree. It looks like apple blossom, but it's white. It's the whitest, frothiest, blossomest blossom that ever could be, and I can see it. Things are both more trivial than they ever were, and more important than they ever were. And the difference between the trivial and the important doesn't seem to matter. But the nowness of everything is absolutely wondrous."
So Shraddha sent me this quote just after my dad had died, and it's just been on my mind a lot since then. And I think there's a certain kind of perspective that comes with death, with being close to death, and you do see the world differently. And I suppose I do believe that what you see is a bit more close to reality than what we usually see. And one of the main ways that I would explain that feeling, how it felt to me, that change of perspective, was seeing that there is little difference between the trivial and the important. In a way, there is no such thing as trivial and no such thing as important. Yeah? So when I came back to Tiruvannalokam after my dad had died, there's all sorts of things that normally I would think were so important that needed to be done, or that were just not important. And then there were all these little things, just like listening to the birds sing. I mean, I lay in the bath one day thinking, I couldn't bear the thought, you know, like if I was going to die, I was thinking about, like, you know, what would happen if I sort of knew that I was going to die. I was thinking about it's trivial and important. And I was thinking, God, I couldn't bear the thought of never hearing the birds sing again. That seems like an unbearable kind of thought. Yet, I hardly ever notice the birds singing, yeah? I just, my alarm goes off and I get up. And, yeah, I don't sort of really give the time to all those little things.